The circle of creation is reflected in our culture, our beliefs, our stories, and of course, our music. The round dances, as they are sometimes known, relate directly to this view of the world and the spirit. Our music director, Nico Wind, has spent some time listening to and learning about round dances.
Black Elk said that everything the power of the world does is done in a circle. The round dance relates directly to this view of the world and the spirit. Some form of the round dance, also sometimes called the friendship dance, the peace dance, the Mother Earth dance, or the circle dance, is universal among today's Native American tribes. Because the circle is connected to the earth and the female spirit, the round dance form is also used for the woman's dance, honoring older women. Southern tribes have war mother songs performed in a heartbeat rhythm that invite only mothers who have lost sons in combat into the dance circle. The Taos tribe is known for cherishing their round dance singing. Every year, they journey to their blue lake, high in the mountains, where, in the evening, they perform round dances. There, the people sing the joyous songs of renewal. Each tribe performs the round dance in its own style. New songs are created based on traditional models or forms for round dance tunes. The round dance form typically begins with the lead singer starting the song, usually in melodic syllables known as vocables. The main body of the song, the chorus, is sung through and repeated by the entire group until a special drum cue that comes just before the final chorus, indicating the ending of the song. Drumming in the round dance resembles the heartbeat. At most intertribal powwows, there are two styles of Native American music known as Southern style and Northern style. The Southern style of drumming has a smooth, even rhythm.
Oh,
The northern style of drumming tends to be faster, and you can hear a lag between the beats.
Think of you, I want to marry you, be with you, live my life with you. Eagle woman, let me be your eagle man.
The Canadian Round Dance, a very popular event that has recently been adopted here in the States, is separate from a traditional powwow because only round dances are performed throughout the entire gathering. Singing groups are invited to come to this round dance. Each group is expected to sing four songs consisting of both Native American languages and English. Round dances are social dances at a powwow, and everyone there is invited to participate, whether in powwow dance dress or not. Ladies' choice at a traditional powwow is a common occurrence. If asked, a man is obligated to dance or he must pay a fine. Dancers move in a sunwise direction in a circle around the drum. In a basic step moving sideways, dancers tap the ball of one foot on one beat and place it down flatly with the next, repeating the action on the opposite foot without missing a beat. Everyone dances. In a gesture of friendship and unity, the end of the round dance circle will turn back in and the people can shake hands and greet everyone who is dancing, reaffirming the circle of life.
Tribal Rhythms is produced by our music director, Nico Wind, and writer, Anne Morin. Coming up, we'll hear the story of Grandma Sophie and the Alaskan Dene way of life. And Judy Trejo shares women's work songs and children's lullabies.
Some of these lullabies are my favorites. Some I have created for certain babies that I really love. And others are age-old timeless lullabies. There's no telling how old some of these songs are.
Stay with us. I'm Arlie Neskai, and you're listening to Wisdom of the Elders.
As First Peoples, we are humbled by the wisdom of our elders and the deep connection they share with Great Spirit, the world of nature, and family. Wisdom of the Elders is produced in Portland, Oregon, with funding provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail National Park Service.